And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening on the UL campus in Oliver Hall, the National Writing Project of Acadiana and Power Public Education of Lafayette, PPEL, will screen a documentary called Rise Above the Mark. That's at 6 in Oliver Hall in their auditorium on the UL campus. The film is free and open to all. The annual Spring Honors Convocation will be held this evening at 7 in Angel Hall Auditorium, honoring all of those with certain grade point averages, and they will be honoring certain ones. There will be an entertainer, Hunter John Lambert, who is a classical violinist, and he'll be performing this evening. The academic deans and department heads will be in full academic regalia. That is in Angel Hall this evening. In Lake Charles, they're celebrating McNeese's 75th anniversary with an evening of comedy with two performers from Saturday Night Live. That's tonight at 7 in Bulber Auditorium. Tickets are available by calling the Bulber Auditorium. On Thursday evening, Voices in Spring, which is a part of the Voices seasonal reading series, will take place in downtown Lafayette. It will feature writers Wendy Taylor Carlisle and Toby Daspit. Their readings begin at 7 o'clock. After the scheduled readers, there will be an open mic session. In Grand Coteau on Thursday at the Thinstead Center, an event called True Stories. The event will feature the stories of Dominic Cross, who is a journalist, and Toby Rodriguez, who is an artist, chef, and woodworker. He'll be reading some of his vignettes about his life and what he's involved with. That is Thursday. Dominic Cross and Toby Rodriguez. It starts at 7 o'clock, and after the two scheduled readings, there is an open mic as well. The Thinstead Center is on Church Street in Grand Coteau. The Dr. Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music at UL Lafayette will feature students in the program in a free concert on Thursday, April 17th, called Songs Old and New, 7:30 in Burke Hawthorne Theater on the UL campus. All are invited to attend. Music will be performed by the Vermilion Express, the Cajun Music Bluegrass Ensemble, and then the Angel Aces, the Cajun Music Band, will be performing as well. And the singer-songwriter students of Joanna Devine will be performing their songs. That's Thursday, the 17th, 7:30 in Burke Hawthorne Theater on the UL campus. The Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday with a performance by the group Bonsoir Catin, fresh from Alaska, their Alaskan tour. They'll be performing on Friday for Bach Lunch from noon until 1 in Parc Sanssouci. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm will be celebrating egg and arts this Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's an egg-themed springtime event, and Michael Doucet of Beau Soleil and Chad Huval will be leading the weekly Cajun Jam, which is from 9 until 11. Lafayette Parks and Recreation will have their annual Easter egg hunt this Saturday at 10 o'clock. For more information, you can call. The festivities will be at Thomas Center in Lafayette. At Cité des Arts, the independent film Shadow Zombies will be shown on Monday evening, the 21st. That will, again, be at Cité. You can go to their website for more information. And also, La Semaine Française will kick off on Friday in Arneville. It will run Friday through the 23rd. You can find out more by going to the Nunu website in Arneville. And, of course, Festival International de Louisiane begins this coming Monday with a special event starting off, a musical event starting off the week. KRVS will be carrying Festival Live Thursday through the weekend, complete from beginning until end, Thursday through Sunday. You can tell your friends who live far away that they can tune in online or on their radios. If they're here, you can listen to the festival on KRVS. And KRVS's spring fundraiser will begin the day after festival ends on the 28th. If you've gotten your renewal notice in the mail, you can certainly make that contribution now online or drop it in the mail. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with Mr. Bob Gushereau's program Music of Yesteryears from 7 to 8. 8. From 8 to 10, it's John Green's Night Train Jazz. And from 10 until midnight, Passport to Modern Jazz, hosted by Djamila Garnier. And then at midnight, Jazz Inspired. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.